Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
I want you to take your Bible and open your Bible today to the book of Proverbs. To the book of Proverbs. We have all kinds of people here at North Central. And all people are welcome here. Every race, every skin color. We come from different economic backgrounds. We live in different neighborhoods. Some are single, some are married. Some have been married a long time. Some just got married. Some have kids and some don't have kids. We know of five families that just had some kids, right? All right, many here today and many watching us today are believers, but not all. But we're all here today because we all need the gospel. The gospel has the power to put broken lives back together, and it helps us make sense of the things in life that we don't understand. Our Lord compels this church to share Jesus and make disciples who will in turn make disciples. And because of that, our people get together in small groups and one-on-one on Sundays and other days of the week to intentionally make disciples. North Central is to take the gospel to all people as Jesus commanded His church. Jesus is powerful. The gospel is powerful. Jesus is, say it with me, wonderful. Jesus Christ is wonderful. Earl Campbell was a running back for the University of Texas. He won the Heisman Trophy. He went on to become a Houston Oiler. He's originally from Tyler, Texas, and he won, along with his team there, a state championship. He recently spoke and he talked about how that he made it in life because of God and because of his mother and because of his father and the community that were there. But he made a big emphasis about his mother. He was raised to know and love the Lord. He was a church-going kid growing up there in Tyler, Texas. I don't know if you've ever been to Tyler, but when Kelly and I were at Southwestern Seminary, we visited Tyler, Texas. It's got pine trees, and it's like a lot of Texas, just flat. But we had a good visit there. But this is where Earl Campbell was from, and he was raised to know the Lord, raised to be in church. But when he went over to University of Texas, he was a big man on campus, man. He was a star scholarship athlete, and so he's kind of got into a whole different crowd. You know how that happens sometimes when you get in college, right? You sometimes leave home and you begin to sow your wild oats and everything. Well, he called his mama one Christmas after his second year. He said, "Mama, this is Earl. I want to bring some friends home from college for Christmas." She said, "Earl, are you loving Jesus?" Earl had to be honest. He said, "No, ma'am." "Mama, you know I'm in college now," he said, "and things are different now. They're different here." Earl's mom was tough. She said, "Well, don't come home and don't bring your buddies with you until you're loving Jesus." Campbell said that was the worst Christmas of his life. He said, "Man, all he had for Christmas dinner was pizza," and he just, you know, he said it was like a card. He was eating cardboard in his mind. He said, "Man, I knew what Christmas was like at my house." So Easter came along. He called home. He said, "Mama, this is Earl. I'm loving Jesus. I'm loving Jesus." She said, "You come home and you bring all the buddies with you you want to bring." The impact of a mom. I want to speak today. I want to get us off our regular series just for today. We're normally in the book of Acts, but I want to talk about a mother's impact. And I want you to turn to the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs. And we're going to talk about a chapter in the Bible that is actually the words of a mom. A lady is the origin of this passage of Scripture. She gives wisdom to her son Lemuel. Now, I hope today you're going to really be appreciative of your mom. I hope you're going to be really appreciative husbands of of our wives. And of course, we know that every lady's not necessarily a mom, but we have all kinds of spiritual moms too. I had so many ladies when I was coming along that helped challenge me and encourage me. So we've got physical moms, we've got spiritual moms, okay? But I hope we're going to be appreciative, and I hope our appreciation is not out of the ordinary. I heard about one husband who decided he was going to do something really, really special for his wife, and he always just came in at the exact same time, like routine. He'd drive in the garage, he'd hit the garage door opener, it'd open up, he'd drive in, he'd hit it back, it'd close, he'd come in the kitchen door, you know, from the garage. That was just the way he always did it. He said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to really show my appreciation. So he went in the garage, he parked, but he came back out and he had a dozen roses. And he said, I'm not going to go in the regular way. I'm going to go to the front door, which I never do, and I'm just going to knock on the front door. And when she comes, I'm going to present her with those roses. And so he did that. He goes, he rings the doorbell. All of a sudden, his wife opens the door, and she just bursts into tears. She just bursts into tears. He says, honey, I don't understand. Why are you crying? She says, well, no. She said, I just want you to know this has been some kind of day. She said, I burned the bacon. I was cooking this morning. I burned the bacon. The kids were late for school. I don't like that. They're late for school. Then the washer overflowed, and we just ruined the wood floor that was there. Then when I went out this afternoon, I had a flat tire. Everything's just been going wrong. The neighbor had to go pick up the kids for me. Supper is running behind, and now you come home drunk. So guys, we've got to be careful. You got to do this a little bit more often, okay? But today, we're going to talk about the appreciation. And really, we're just going to make some true statements about what we know moms mean to us, the impact that they can have, all right? These are the words of a mom to the king. As a matter of fact, look at Proverbs 31:1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Now, it is not a for sure thing, but some scholars believe that Lemuel was Solomon. So that would make these words coming from Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. Now, we don't know that definitively, and many argue against that, but if that's true, it's interesting. But regardless, these were words from a mother to a king giving wisdom about what it means to be to look for the character in a lady, and for ladies to think about an ideal that we are to know and understand. And it gives us an opportunity today to say some things we know are true about the impact that a mom can have. All right? So we look at this today, and we want to say, Mom, thank you for all you do. We recognize what you mean to us on this day, and we want to tell you some things about it, okay? Here's the first thing we want to say. So this is what, this deals with the impact of a mom, and these are some things we want to say to our moms. All right, here's the first one. Number one, you are priceless. In Proverbs 31, verse 10, look at this. Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? Now, why rubies? Well, first of all, it's just a valuable stone. You think about the most value, probably think about diamonds. One reason, I heard one pastor say that they thought that this was, rubies were mentioned because in a diamond, the light is reflected. But in a ruby, the color is already embedded in it, and it comes from within. And so, you are priceless. It says in verse 10, who can find a virtuous wife? First of all, you're virtuous. The word virtuous means a woman of valor. It combines the ideas of moral goodness and diligence. It means a woman of force. This is the same word that is used for Ruth in chapter 3, verse 11 in Ruth. In other words, this lady has convictions. She is so valuable because of that. She can be trusted. Look at verse 11. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, so he will have no lack of gain or no need of spoil, one of version says. She takes what she has and she makes it work. She can be trusted. Her husband trusts in her, all right? And then here's the third thing about that. She is consistent in verse 12. If you look at verse 12, there's consistency talked about there. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life, all right? She consistently plans to do good and not evil. One commentator says it this way, in good times or bad, in the early springtime of young affection, and in the waning years of declining age, her love, based on high principles, knows no change. The priceless love of a mom. I don't know if y'all remember, some of y'all were here. We had evangelist David Ring here. And David Ring had cerebral palsy. And David Ring, he talked about his mom. He talked about how much his mom believed in him. And the way he put it when he was preaching, he said, everybody needs a mama's love. Everybody needs a mother's love. People told him, David, you'll never amount to anything, but she believed in him. They said, you'll never get married. He said, I did. I got married. They said, you'll never have kids. He said, I did, four times. David Ring was a great evangelist, and he was a great example of someone who was impacted in a huge way by his mom, and he talked about it. So the first thing that we want to say to moms is you're priceless, all right? The second thing is we know you're busy. You're busy. In verse 13, look at this. It says, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. It shows the idea of industry in verses 13 and 14. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar, all right? And then in verse 15, she's up early. This is a busy person. She's showing industry. She's up early. In verse 15, it says it this way. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. And then in verse 16, listen to this. She has a financial sense. I heard years ago, actually at North Central when I was in college, I heard Larry Burkett, who was at the time kind of the Dave Ramsey of the day back then, and Larry Burkett used to say, you need to always listen in a family, both the husband and the wife, be keen on what each other say about financial things. God gifts ladies many times in financial decisions that the family is going to take. Well, look at verse 16. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. So she has a financial sense. Burkett said this. I thought this was good. He said that when a lady overspends, she buys two extra pair of shoes. When a man overspends, he buys a boat and an RV. So Burkett said, you better listen. You better listen to the financial sense of your wife. So anyway, you think about, you're busy. We would say to our moms, you're priceless, number one. We say to our moms, you're busy, all right? In verses 18 and 19, it talks about that there's no laziness there. Look at verse 18. It says, she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. So there's a busyness to it. Sometimes you call to someone's home, and if the mom with little ones answers the phone, you hear the kids in the background. You know, and it's sometimes loud, and sometimes it can be you hear kids screaming in the background. Well, one person called this lady, and sure enough, the kids were screaming. I mean, they were screaming, and the young mom said, "Hey, hold on 1 second," kind of like held the phone, came back on, it was complete silence. The person could hear her just as clear as if no one else was there. And the person that called had to ask, they said, "Wow, it's completely silent. What did you do? You must have complete control over those children." She said, "No, not really. I'm in the closet." But the point is, being a mom is a busy job. You're priceless. We recognize that. You're busy. We recognize that. Here's the third thing that we ought to say to our moms. You impact us. You impact us. In verses 20 through 25, it says this: "She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed in scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple." Look at verse 23 there. She honors her husband. It says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land." What a blessing. Proverbs 12:4 says this: "She is a crown to her husband." So she honors her husband. Charles Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher, came home early. He was the pastor at London's Metropolitan Tabernacle. One evening he came home early, and his wife, Susanna, was praying with the children. He thought and wrote, "My children are in wonderful hands," and she gave the world four more preachers. The impact of a mom. You impact us. She puts ministry above image. In verse 20, go back to that. She extends her hand. This is interesting. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. There's two pictures of a hand here. One is an open palm to the poor, helping people. All right? So she extends her hand to the poor. And then the second idea there in verse 20, she reaches out her hands. This is a picture of a hand that is tense. It's like, you know, if you stretch your hand, you see the tendons in it. That's the picture of that. So on the one hand, this woman is reaching out her hand gently to the poor in love. On the other hand, her hand is busy doing things in verse 20 to the needy. All right? So it's tensed and it's braced to the needy. Ministry above image, getting involved in people's lives. Why? Because moms impact us. All right? I love this. She is secure, verse 25. She impacts us because of her security. Look at verse 25. It says, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come." That little phrase is interesting. It means she can laugh at the future because her trust is in the Lord. I love that. She is secure in herself. This woman is telling her son, the king, this is the kind of principled person that you should be looking for. And she says to him, she can laugh at the future because her trust is in the Lord. Oh, that we would all learn that principle, that knowing that God is sovereign over our lives and God is in control, working behind the scenes in our lives. The future we may question the future, but we can actually laugh at the future because our trust is in the Lord. So here's what we want to say about the impact of moms. Number one, and say to them, you are priceless. We know that. Number two, you're busy. We know that. Number three, we want to tell you, you impact us. And number four, we acknowledge that you trust in the Lord, the last thing. In verse 26, the scripture says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And then you see in verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Francis Schaeffer, a great thinker, wrote some great books that have impacted people's worldview. His wife Edith said this: being a mother is worth fighting for. It's worth calling a career. It's worth the dignity of hard work. Basically, what you have in this passage is you have a lady, somehow in her experience, she's talking to her son. Isn't that what happens in life? Moms talk with their kids about life. Mom talk with her sons about the future. Moms talk to their daughters about the future. Well, this is what you see in Proverbs 31. You see a lady talking to King Lemuel. And King Lemuel, we don't know exactly who that was. It may have been Solomon who became king, but he wrote it all down. And today on Mother's Day, it gives us a challenge to be grateful and thankful for these principles in the lives of our ladies, the lives of our moms. You are priceless. We recognize that. You are busy. We recognize that. We want you to know you impact us. And we also see that you trust in the Lord. There's a phrase that I've always loved, and it says this: the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. These sweet moms and dads today of these five little ones, you look into the eyes of those little ones, you see such incredible potential, and who knows what all may happen in their lives, the accomplishments that they'll have, the great joy that they're going to bring to their mom and dad. But you realize that the greatest impact of all is going to be made right there in that home. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I want you to consider Augustine, the 4th century scholar who's considered one of the greatest thinkers of all time. He was under Roman rule in what is now Algeria. His Christian mother, Monica, was married to a pagan who was immoral. At 23, she had her firstborn, Augustine, and she dedicated her life to raising him as a Christian. She won her husband to Christ just before his death, and her mother-in-law as well. Augustine, or Augustine, was 17 when his father died, so it was just him and his mom. He went off to the University of Carthage. He went for carnal pleasures is the reason he went to Carthage. But Augustine, came to faith in Jesus Christ. And when he did that, his mother said, "My work is done." And 1 week later, she died. Augustine wrote this: "My mother, your faithful servant, wept to you for me, shedding more tears for my spiritual death than others shed for the bodily death of a son. Lord, you heard her." He came to faith in Christ. Amy Carmichael was born in 1867, the oldest of seven in Northern Ireland. Her family prayed daily and read the scriptures. Amy's mother, Catherine, taught her children to pray, and she taught them the value of small acts of kindness, sending them with hot soup to the village poor. They lost everything when Amy's father died. In 1892, Amy felt God calling her to India, saying, "Go ye." Though sad to see her daughter leave, Catherine wrote God, quote, that, "God, you have lent her to me all these years, and I can trust Amy to you, and I do." And she said to Amy, "Go ye." Amy did go and became one of the greatest missionaries and poets and hymn writers of the Christian church. Consider George Washington, the founder of our country, whose father died when he was 11 years old. But his mother, Mary Ball Washington, molded his character with Bible reading and the book Contemplations Moral and Divine by Sir Matthew Hale. Washington later wrote these words, quote, "All that I am I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." They all three saw motherhood as a mission from God, immersed their children in the Bible, and never gave up on them. So today, I think about a mother's impact. I think about this. You are priceless. We see that. You're busy. We see that. But we want you to know you impact us. And we want you to know we acknowledge that you are trusting in the Lord. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer today.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.